Using the t-distribution, an estimation exercise. In this talk, we will solve an exercise together. You have a class of 10 children competing in a 60-meter race, and you record the following 10 times. Calculate a 95% confidence interval for the mean time. The first step is to calculate the sample mean, and here I've recorded all the 10 times, and we can start adding them together. 2, 9 is 11, 13, 20, 22, 26, 31, 39 and 44, 13, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27 and 30. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So the sum is 110.4 seconds. What then is the mean? It is the sum divided by the number of terms. So that was 110.4 seconds divided by 10, so we get 11.04 seconds. That's the sample mean. Step 2 is to calculate the sample standard deviation. The first column here is the one we had, all the times adding up to 110.4 seconds. I'm not going to do everything by hand this time, so in the second column I have subtracted the mean from each entry, so I get 10 different differences. So this is xi minus bar x. In the third column I square the differences, so this becomes xi minus bar x squared. 3.3856 is the square of minus 1.84, and I add up all these squares and I get a sum of roughly 12.5. The sample variance is defined like this. Adding up all the squared differences and divided by n minus 1. So we get this sum, and the sample size minus 1 is 9 under the line. Dividing up, we get the sample variance. The number we are going to need is not s square, but rather s. So this is what we take with us from step 2 and into step 3. 1.1778 is the sample standard deviation. Let's have a quick glance at the formula before we proceed. This is the formula and we have seen it before. The numbers we need, what are they? S, that's the sample standard deviation, we've just calculated it. Bar x is the sample mean and we just calculated that as well. The square root of the sample size. The sample size is 10, so it's quick to take the square root. The number we are missing is this t. So let's have a look at how to find that t. It is possible to find the probability t using MATLAB or another software tool, but it's useful to know how to do it using a table as well. So let's have a look at that. What we are looking at is a confidence level of 95%. That means that the error has to be bounded with a probability of at least 95%. So if we look at this line here, you see here the probability that the stochastic variable is bounded in absolute value from above is 90%, 95%, 98%. 95% is what we are interested in. Thus, this is the column that we need. Here, you can see the degrees of freedom. How many degrees of freedom do we have? We had 10 samples. That gives us 9 degrees of freedom. And you find 9 here. So we have this line and this column. The number we are looking for is this 2.262. That is T with 9 degrees of freedom and 0.025. That's alpha half. 2.262, and we remember that for the next slide. Now we can complete the solution. We have the formula here, and we have the sample mean 11.04 seconds minus, we have T is 2.262 times S divided by the square root of N. S was 1.1778, n is 10, so the square root is 3.16. Dividing out, we get 0.3724. On the right hand side, we have the same expression except for the minus becoming a plus. So we are really interested in 11.04 plus minus 2.262 times 0.324. So then let's do the multiplication. 0.262, that's 8, 4, 4, 1, and 7. 6 is 4, 2, 12, 14. 6 times 7 is 42, 43. And 6 times 3 is 18, plus 4 is 22. And now it's 2 as it was in the first line, so we can just copy 8447 and 8447. Adding, we get 8, 8, 16, 8, 11, 15, 23, 2, 4, 8, 12, 10, 14, and 8. And how many decimals do we have? We have 4 plus 3 is 7, 2, 4, 6, 7. 0.84. Let's do with just 2 decimals. 0.84. That gives us a lower bound of 11.04 minus 0.84. So that's 10.2. And the upper bound is similarly 11.04 plus 0.84, 11.88. So that